All right, today we're going to finish up a little early. I don't have a clock, by the way, so someone's going to have to give me a nod when we're getting close. I'll try to notice the difference between a sleepy nod and a, hey, it's time to start wrapping it up nod. So today we're going to finish up what we started last week on the duties of the recorder or ecclesial secretary. I don't really want to spend a lot of time reviewing what we did last week, but basically we had a we looked scripturally at a couple of references and to try to give a scriptural sense to the duties of the recorder. One of the references that we looked at was about the elders in Jerusalem sending letters to the brethren in the Antioch area. Again, and the idea behind that was that the authority and the position of the Jerusalem brethren could be established without doubt. And then the brethren who were sent along with those letters would fill in the sense of what the brethren in Jerusalem, what their position was, what they hoped to accomplish through that letter. The second one we looked at was the idea of the relationship between the recorder and the arranging board, and we drew that from Revelation 2, the words of Christ being directed to the angel of the ecclesia, which we noted is not the recorder but is the AV body altogether. And so that reference helps to give us a sense of the relationship that should exist between the recorder and the arranging brethren. That being one of the reasons behind in our ecclesia and other ecclesias, I'm sure, have the recorder as being an arranging brother along with the treasurer. Okay, so we want to pick up in, we're going through the sections of our Constitution that deal with the duties and the responsibilities of the recorder, and number 22 in our Constitution should be up there for those who don't have their copy. That the secretary keep a record of all proceedings of the ecclesia, receive and report all communications intended for the ecclesia of meetings to be held or of other matters affecting them, and remind presiding brethren and speakers of their appointments. It shall be the duty of the secretary to read the fraternal announcements at the memorial service. So there are several different responsibilities all kind of wrapped together in this one particular entry in the Constitution. So the keeping a record of proceedings, all this obviously includes taking notes during the meetings and preparing an accurate account of the business and the decisions and the discussions that were made at the meetings. And when I say meetings, obviously I mean business meetings, arranging brethren meetings, special ecclesial meetings, wherever the ecclesia is gathered together in that formal sense, the secretary or the recorder should be prepared to take notes. So these notes or these minutes are intended to provide that sense of what was discussed, particularly what decisions were made, what the position of the members of the ecclesia are on various issues, also to record progress that has made in special projects where the work of the truth is being done and teaching interested parties and such. So I was thinking specifically their business meetings. So there's a number of different things that happen during the meeting that have to be written down and then provided in minutes that make sense to everyone. And that certainly is a challenge, because it's seldom that a ecclesial recorder secretary is trained in the art of taking minutes and writing or reporting minutes. So the results of his efforts can be less than professional at times, but we're all family, so I think we can make allowance for deficiencies. And obviously I'm talking to myself here. I'm not talking about the previous recorders, but I do find it to be a somewhat difficult task. Another duty that falls under this entry is the responsibility of reporting any correspondence that is received that is intended for the ecclesia in general. So in regard to this general type of correspondence, we typically address this in the announcement period during the memorial service or in our additional second announcement period that follows Sunday school. The amount of correspondence that comes, especially during certain times of the year, as people are gearing up for Bible schools, Bible schools are coming into the time where the registrations need to be made, it can be quite substantial, and it can be somewhat difficult to keep track of. And I think only those who have been recorded can really appreciate the amount of information that does come and the way that you have to keep track of it so that the ecclesia is aware in a timely manner of opportunities that are presented through this communication. So it is an important function of the recorder to keep the ecclesia aware of upcoming events. Now, as we talked about last week, there can be other matters of a much weightier nature, more serious in nature, such as doctrinal problems that may occur during the Brotherhood, or in the Brotherhood, I'm sorry, during the time that the recorder is serving, fulfilling his responsibilities. And these things need careful attention, and they may need contemplation of the whole ecclesia. So the recorder will need to communicate to the ecclesia any deliberations or recommendations that are made from the ABs in such matters. That doesn't happen a lot, but it can happen. The requirement of reminding brethren of their weekly duties, as mentioned in the section, is something that is typically handled through our weekly announcement period. We're very familiar with that. So the recorder needs to announce who is going to be the presider, reader, exhorter, doorkeeper, and custodian. And that's the intention behind that, is to remind the servers of their upcoming duties. We have the calendars and we have our schedules, and sometimes we look at them and sometimes we don't. And it's good to be made aware at least a week in advance of the fact that you have a duty to perform at the memorial so that the brethren can be prepared. Okay. Let's skip that. So also in 22 is the requirement that the recorder prepare and present announcements to the memorial service. We've been talking about that as we go along here. The form of these announcements is fairly specific, and the intent of the announcements is to bring attention, certain things to attention of everyone attending the meeting. The announcements are not intended to be a comprehensive examination of the things, but rather a summary, a notice given, whereby then if there is to be discussion, questions or such can be handled in the second announcement period. So our announcements typically consist of those who are visiting, those who are unable to be with us that day, the announcement of that day serving brethren, as well as those who will be required to serve the following week, the announcement of the collections, the announcement of ecclesial studies during the week, in which we include our midweek class and our CYC, and then general announcements concerning correspondence that may have been received during the week, or reminders of upcoming events, such as our study weekend coming next week. Okay, so we have an additional weekly announcement period that follows Sunday school that's been added to the duties of the recorder, where we have opportunity for discussion amongst ourselves concerning any item. It could be something that was brought up in the first announcement period during memorial service, or it could be something, discussion on plans and activities for the upcoming week, questions on how things are being done. So it's a good opportunity where we can discuss some of these things, keeping in mind that the general rule of trying not to get embroiled in controversial subjects or business following memorial meeting. Okay, number 23, moving quickly along. It shall be the duty of the assistant secretary to assist the secretary in the performance of his duties as much as possible and assume the duties of the secretary in the event of his absence or illness. This was simply a precaution that was put in place as a provision for the frailty of the flesh, or for times when the recorder may be away, may be visiting in another ecclesia. So there will be times when the recorder is not available or able to perform his weekly duties at the meeting, or even other duties such as taking minutes at the business meeting. I was sick the last business meeting. I wasn't able to be there. So the assistant secretary recorded the notes and will present the minutes. So that's basically the idea, is just to step up and fill in when the recorder is unable to perform his duties. Typically in our ecclesia, we choose the previous recorder to be the assistant. He's aware of the duties. He's familiar with the amount of correspondence that comes in. Should there be a lengthy time when the assistant will be necessary? It just seems to make sense. Our constitution requires that the assistant secretary be appointed by the ABs, and that just seems to make the most sense to have the previous recorder filling in as assistant. Number 24. The secretary shall make an announcement to the ecclesia 3 Sundays before the quarterly business meeting that all new business must be submitted in writing to the secretary no later than 2 weeks before the business meeting. So this seems pretty obvious too. The point of this is to provide ample notice to the members of the ecclesia that there is an upcoming business meeting and that any new business needs to be submitted with sufficient time for the ABs to review that new business so that it can be presented at the business meeting. So also, with ample notice, it is expected that as many brothers and sisters who can will be present at the business meeting. There shouldn't be any confusion over when the business meeting is being held. Typically, we hold it the third Sunday of the particular months. But we make the announcement ahead of time to give time for people to submit new business. Okay. So Brother Josh is going to actually be presenting class on our business meetings probably about 3 or 4 months from now. And I'm sure he'll discuss the need of submitting new business in a timely fashion, because it does need to be reviewed by the ABs beforehand. Okay, so that's basically what we have in our Constitution. I don't know if anything there was really startling or new. Gee, I never heard that before, but for the sake of posterity, we have it on tape. I just wanted to wrap up with some thoughts from the ecclesial guide, the entry under recording brother that we find in Brother Robert's ecclesial guide. So first I'm going to read it. It is necessary to have a brother to whom all communications intended for the ecclesia may be addressed, and who shall present the same to the arranging brethren as representing the ecclesia, to keep records of all proceedings, whether of the arranging brethren or the general body. The brother so appointed has no authority by reason of his office. He is simply the organ of the ecclesia, by which the ecclesia officially sees and hears, and when necessary, acts. He becomes the hand of the ecclesia only when the ecclesia, as represented by the arranging brethren, imparts its volition to him by special or general direction. He is, in all things, subject to the arranging brethren, without whose direction he has no power to act. He may have a standing direction from them in matters of routine, in virtue of which he performs acts without coming before them, such as arranging for conversational interviews with a view to immersion, reminding brethren of their appointments, etc. But in all specific matters coming under his cognizance, his duty is to lay the matter before them and ask their direction before acting one way or another. It is part of his duty that he take cognizance and record all receipts and disbursements by the treasurer. A recording brother necessarily exercises great influence in an ecclesia, and therefore it is above all things necessary that he should be a true and hearty brother and not a mere technical expert. Okay. So most of this we have already covered in our consideration of our constitution regarding the recorder. The general sense that Brother Roberts gives us in this section is the nature of the relationship between the recorder and the ABs. Again, we see that over and over again. Brother Roberts stresses that relationship is very important. And again, in our ecclesia, that relationship is established by having the recorder be a contributing and a voting member of the arranging board. I think that the emphasis that Brother Roberts puts on statements like the brother so appointed has no authority by reason of his office, that's there to remind the recorder that although he is to communicate on behalf of the ecclesia, he does not speak for the ecclesia in the sense of making decisions or statements without the approval of either the whole ecclesia or the arranging board. So he has no authority given, and obviously the authority of making ecclesial decisions does not belong to the recorder alone, although he has to convey the positions and the decisions to the rest of the brotherhood if necessary in certain matters. So he does have a very important responsibility, and it needs to be conducted with a proper spirit of service, service to his ecclesia. That always needs to be kept in mind. Now, there are other times when the recorder is expected to handle communications or situations of a more general nature without specific direction. Brother Robert says he may have a standing direction from them in matters of routine. So in other words, there are certain correspondence that is not necessary to be brought before the arranging board or can be announced straight from the platform. And specifically what I'm thinking about here is the announcements of study weekends, and if a brother or sister is of ill health and needs that we need to be aware of so that we can keep them in our thoughts and in our prayers. Okay, but the recorder does need to exercise prudence in determining the nature of the matters that are presented before him. He cannot assume something to be routine because it may be of more consequence. A lot of times something will be presented in a fashion to the ecclesias which is really kind of hiding the true intent. So the recorder needs to be aware of certain things and very prudent. There are obviously certain things, such as study weekends, that he can feel confident in presenting to the ecclesia. But again, you need to be aware of what it is you have received, where it's come from, and it's always best to err on the side of prudence, of caution, and presenting it to other brothers who may be more aware of the situation. So again, the recorder does need to be circumspect and not just make assumptions. Okay. There's an additional responsibility that has been given to our ecclesia that is not mentioned in the ecclesial guide nor in the constitution. Recently, in response to a perceived need in our ecclesia for someone to coordinate all of the arrangements that go along with a baptism, associated with a baptism, the ABs have appointed that task to the recorder. And there's obviously a very practical reason for this, that being that the recorder is generally the first person, other than family members, that knows that there is a baptism being requested, because a letter is written to the ecclesia, is submitted to the recorder. So this responsibility of baptismal coordinator, as I said, has been appointed as a task of the recorder. So he needs to basically get things rolling, notify various brothers and sisters who have responsibilities that are connected to a baptism. Okay, and in the future we might consider adding that actually to the list of duties in our constitution for the recorder, if it works out, and we want to keep it that way. I think I'm doing good for time. I'm already closing, so. Well, we have time for discussion if we have. Oh, good, perfect. So, in closing, the sentiment expressed by Brother Roberts at the end of the section in the Ecclesial Guide is something that we need to keep in mind when we are nominating or electing a brother into the position of recorder. Brother Roberts says, a recording brother necessarily exercises great influence in an ecclesia, and therefore it is above all things necessary that he should be a true and hearty brother and not a mere technical expert. The position of ecclesial secretary is not something that is to be taken lightly, nor is it to be put into the hands of a novice. There are several aspects of responsibility that are involved in this position. First, is the humble understanding of being a servant of the ecclesia and not exercising this office to promote one's personal position or opinions. And that can happen when you have been entrusted with corresponding with other brothers and sisters, with relaying to the ecclesia decisions and positions of such as the arranging board. The recorder needs to be careful and use spiritual wisdom in making those expressions, because a lot of times things are said or things are written and they are taken either out of context or misunderstood completely. So it is, in that sense, he does have an important position, a great responsibility in the service of the ecclesia. So again, the humble understanding that he is the servant of the ecclesia and he's not there to promote his own agenda or express his own opinions. Second, it is a responsibility to properly convey the position, the requests, or the intentions of the ecclesia in all correspondence that is made with parties outside of the ecclesia. So again, you need to properly convey the position of the ecclesia on a matter, the intention of an ecclesia moving forward, or requests of an ecclesia during the discussion, the brotherhood discussion of a particular issue or problem in the brotherhood. That responsibility falls upon the recorder. Thirdly, there is the responsibility of being a contributing and voting member of the arranging brethren. So that means the qualifications and the characteristics that we understand belong to the ABs when we are considering someone for nomination or election, while those same characteristics need to be found in the person that we are nominating for recorder as well as treasurer. Fourth, there is the responsibility of conveying the position, requests, or intentions of the arranging brethren to those within the ecclesia. We've talked about that quite a bit. We don't need to elaborate. Fifth, there is the responsibility of maintaining accurate records of all formal ecclesial meetings and decisions. And again, we've talked about that. So finally, there is the responsibility of notifying the ecclesia in a timely manner of communications that are intended for the ecclesia's attention. So, in summary, it is by no means a simple task or an easy task to be the recorder. It is not something that Some of them should be thrown in. I'll give him a shot. See how he does. We need to be, as an ecclesia, we need to be more circumspect in regard to determining who it is that we would nominate or elect to be our recorder. Because there are a large number of responsibilities and duties that go along with the job, and one needs to be aware of these things, have the wisdom to make certain decisions, be prudent in his decisions, be faithful to the ecclesia, be faithful to the arranging brethren, and also to have the ability to communicate accurately. That pretty much wraps it up. Any thoughts or questions?
Is it also required responsibility for taking attendance for the
meeting? Yes.
I think that's one thing you didn't mention, and that is kind of keeping records of a meeting.
It is. It is. Yep, it is. It's important to keep records of who attends each week. And I know that serves a number of different purposes, one of which I'm sure Brother Jim could speak to is in regards to the young people and their commitment to the truth should they be called upon for service, or even us older folks. You know, if we're called upon for a jury duty or something like that, and we stand upon a certain ground, well, that shows that we are committed. That's one of the things that can help.
Record of attendance for that member as well as
everyone. Yeah, exactly. Everyone is either receives a check mark or a line through their name every Sunday, to the best of our ability. Yeah. There are a number of duties that the recorder does that I actually skipped. That was one. I think one we brought up last week too, Roger, you brought up. Do you remember what that was? Okay. All right, that's okay. That's all right. Does anyone else have any questions for me? No?